I call this Finance, Board of Trustees Finance Committee meeting to order. And we will move right on to agenda item number two, where we will look to adopt the agenda. So I'd be open to a motion to do so.
So moved.
By any of you that are here out of surgery.
Second.
Motion is made by Dave Fisher, seconded by Ed. Any additions or any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to agenda number three. As you can tell, I have this horrible cold, so I feel like I'm in a vacuum. So if I keep repeating myself or saying,
Madam Chair, I move approval of the minutes as presented.
Thank you, Jim. Is there a second?
Second.
Any other questions or comments with that? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to agenda item number four, I am going to turn this over to... I can start.
You want to start?
I can turn it to Karen.
I expect you to fill in, though.
Oh.
So if you remember, the base budget is an exercise in us putting together what the cost of doing business the same way next year would look like. And this is based on the fact that our two union contracts both have wage and benefit reopeners at the end of the year, so we have included no increases for staff in this initial base budget proposal. And that's because we don't have one agreed to. If we were contracted, it might be different. So as you look on the cover sheet, Erin has compiled the largest changes in the budget for next year. The RLBSS state revenue is our best guess, and you know, we were off by about $100,000 last year to the good, and truth be told, it could be just as easily go the other direction next year, and we won't know that number until August after the budget is set. Interest revenue, Aaron's seeing much better rates, so that we are estimating will be higher. The addition of the Sartell and Elk River revenue will be incorporated into the operating budget, and the costs for those services are also incorporated into the operating budget. So that should be a net zero change overall. We are anticipating with inflationary increases, an increase to library materials. Our best guess at the lease is an increase to the St. Cloud lease. Again, that's being renegotiated right now. We are hopeful that if we can get a new lease in place, that we would have that initial figure figured out by May before we have a preliminary budget. So that's just a guess. I won't go through all of the other budget lines because those are a little bit smaller, but if you go to page 15 in your packet and all of the pages following, you can see all of the revenue and expenditure lines that changed as assigned by department and the reasons why something changed if it changed. So if you have questions about that, that information is included in a little more detail there. The net overall change to the 2019 base budget would be an overall decrease of about $28,000. If you go to page 13, that is the signatory factor table that shows how the factors play out by county for next year. So a reminder, within the joint powers agreement, the six counties have agreed that each year the budget is going to be set and each county will pay a proportion based on 1/3 borrower numbers, 1/3 population, and 1/3 net tax capacity in relation to each other. So even if we had a $0 change, these factors would fluctuate from one year to the next. And on the bottom, in the gray box, second from the bottom, if you go to the left, it says County, Benton, Morrison, Sherburne, Stearns, Todd, Wright. On the right is the total percentage change for the base budget. So even though the total base budget is a net decrease of 0.31%, you can see each county is seeing a different number there than 0.31% because of the way the formula works. Also below that, in the other gray box, the very bottom, Erin has costed out by $1,000 and by percentage budget increase, what if something is added to this base budget, what that would cost by county. So it gives you an idea of what we might be talking about as we go into budget planning. So that's the high level overview. Did you want more detail than that? Do you have questions?
Well, if I may, Madam Chair, like in Morrison County, let's use them, so if they go to 1%, we'd be looking at about a $2,000 decrease, right?
Correct.
And then 2% increase, so Wright County would have a slight increase.
Under all, yeah, even under a 0% budget scenario, they're very close to having an increase.
All it takes is getting Spencer off the board. Look at the money we're saving.
Wait till I go back to Spencer.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him.
Karen, what did Karen screw up?
Absolutely nothing.
Karen did all the work. So. No, it was definitely a team effort.
Oh, yeah.
So how we pull this together is on those detail pages starting on page 15, each department head looks through their assigned budget lines. So the collection one is looked at by Jamie. The accounting and distribution one is looked at by Erin. The HR one is looked at by Julie. And we just compile all of that information into the base budget. So it is truly a team effort when we pull this together. One of the biggest factors we're seeing is the amount of retirements and turnover we see each year is usually a net savings overall. And so we're still in that mode where we anticipate that that would continue to be true.
It's the main area where our surplus is derived from.
Okay, thank you for that.
I got
any
a question
questions?
Yeah. On the where you said the $35,000, that's really an unknown deal.
Mm-hmm.
Who sets that or who determines that amount?
We determine what we want to put in the budget. The state determines how much we get.
Oh. And who in the state determines that?
State Department of Education.
Okay.
And currently, I've talked to most of the counties. There is a budget bill that was pushed forward in last session in both the House and the Senate, but did not clear the last omnibus education budget. And so that bill, should it move forward in the supplemental budget, would stabilize the formula. So we would have that dollar amount sooner. And it also shifts more of the dollars out of the equalization factor and into the base factor. So it's a more predictable number from 1 year to the next as well.
So you usually see this, you said, in August?
August.
Because and that's long after your budgets are
right.
set.
Right. Joint Powers Agreement requires we have a budget set here by August
right.
1st. Last year, I think it was almost September by the time we got it, because the population figures from the demographer's office don't come out until late July, early August, and then the adjusted net tax capacity figures are also not released until fairly late.
That's something like the library system is working on to get moved up to maybe like June or else skip a year and not skip a year, but
it would take legislative action. That bill would have to move forward. And in order for Great River to be held harmless in that change, it would have to be an overall funding increase to libraries statewide, because we're at the balance point of the formula. So if they shift more dollars out of equalization and into base right now, we would actually lose money, because we receive equalization funds for all six counties, and not every system is set up that way.
Okay.
So. And with that may not be true in 5 years.
Yeah.
In the height of the before the recession, we did not receive equalization funds for Sherburne and Wright counties. We're still receiving that for all six counties, but the amount for Wright County has gone down over time. Last year, we still received more money because everybody else's went up. And it's really based on how your county's adjusted net tax capacity changes in relation to your population in relation to the other 86 counties. So it's a complete unknown. I would anticipate we will likely get more because so much shifted out of the metro area last year. So the total amount in the fund is only 13, I think, $0.75 million total. And almost half of that goes to MELSA right now. They saw a pretty big shift the other direction last year.
So when it comes, say it comes in at double that amount, what happens to the $35,000 that's not in the budget?
That's where we had the big surplus last year.
Okay.
And
so are we working that into next year's budget then?
Well, that was something that we should be talking about.
Okay.
And Aaron and I talked about how to do that, because with the base budget, we're providing you a document that shows the cost of doing the business the same next year. So we didn't incorporate it into this document because we weren't sure how to do it. The timing of the state aid is once we get that number in August or September, we start getting receipts. So we actually got two payments at the end of last year for fiscal year 18 for the state. And the amount that we get for this fiscal 19 budget won't come in until after July of this year. So we could incorporate funds into the budget because we know we had an overage last year, but effectively that is coming from unassigned because the surplus comes from the funds we didn't expend, and we expend all of the grant dollars. So all of the state money was spent and will be spent because we have to tie that out to what we receive. So we could choose to build unassigned into the preliminary budget in May, but we would have to know how you guys want to approach that.
Also, it's not static, Ed, even with that information on a timely basis. Two things I can think of that are out there that will have an impact is where the bouncing ball is going to land in terms of rent determination, and also where the bouncing ball is going to land in terms of an insurance settlement relative to the boiler. If not having perfect information on a timely basis in terms of all the processes that the money has to go through, we could treat this the same way the assessment, property tax assessment system works, and use accurate data, but it's a year old. So it always is catching up. Mm-hmm. So that might be a solution. I don't know. Wait till, you know.
Well, I mean, Karen knows well that we have a hard time selling an increase in budget in Benton County right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if we have money there, I would either back that off a year or use that into next year's budget. I just don't want to see it sit there and not be used, you know, or be used for some other deal. I want to see the counties get credit for that.
Well, and Aaron and I talked about this a lot because when we report back to the state those grant amounts, we have to expend it within the state fiscal year. So we have to expend fiscal year 18, and for accounting purposes, we do it between January and June. So there isn't a good way to do an offset within the budget and accurately report back to the state that we expended their money.
Looks like another instance of the state wanting control over something.
Right. But what happens is when we get that surplus is what goes into reserves is the county signatory contributions, because had we known, we would have budgeted less for the counties. So that's effectively what's in the unassigned is the county signatory amount.
But, Madam Chair, we're infamous for not using our reserves. We leave them set, and how much are in reserves?
We are at close to
60. I actually just got the preliminary audit report, and I believe it was right around $5.6 million in the unassigned fund balance, which is, I'd have to do the math, but I think it's still right around 5.8, 5.9 months.
So we're strong.
Is there a number of months that are mandatory?
Three.
Okay.
Well, it's not mandatory.
It's not mandatory.
Strongly suggested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Three to...
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Three to six.
Three to six somewhere in that neighborhood. But we're at the top end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, I do have a couple questions on page 5. And I apologize because I'd been absent for a couple of meetings, but the increase to the building maintenance with the lease,
yes.
And then we go down, there's a decrease in the reimbursement from St. Cloud Library lease. There are two there. One's an increase, one's a decrease. What can you explain them?
I can, Dave.
Okay.
The increase is, this number, the St. Cloud building maintenance amount that we pay them is based on the St. Cloud Public Library budget that Ryan oversees. And if that budget is, let's say, 525,000, the way I figure that is I add 20% overhead on top of that, and then I parse it out by 82% city, 18% Great River. And so if that budget goes up when he requests funds for building-related issues that it covers, that can drive that number up. Now, for the St. Cloud reimbursement, that is the amount that I bill the city of St. Cloud for the custodians. And the reason why there's a decrease there is because the prior year we had a higher paid custodian on staff, and now the custodians that are here are at beginning of scale.
Lower salary. Okay.
They're at a lower salary, so we can expect less money to come in.
So those amounts are based on the existing lease structure. Not
correct.
Not anything.
And then, Madam Chair, if I may, the increase in vehicle mileage is what due to what? Is the because of this federal reimbursement, or
it's due to contract negotiations with the union where they went up to 100% of
yeah,
the IRS mileage
the IRS rate.
Used to be 50% of, I believe,
mm-hmm.
that's what it was.
50,
correct.
In the negotiations, then that we raised that to 100% of what the state or federal
okay.
does as far as the mileage.
All right.
Goes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Others? Okay, so the timeline with this, I saw that somewhere. What happens
so,
next?
We would anticipate bringing any department budget requests to the Finance Committee in April. I don't anticipate there will be a lot of them. I think there's only a couple that may come forward. And then in May, we'd pull the preliminary budget together for your first review. So in May, we'll probably do a closed session of the full board to talk about wage negotiation and benefits at that point. But is there something you'd like us to put into that May preliminary budget, especially around the RLBSS discussion? Are there changes you'd want us to do to what's here before we do the next steps?
It's just bear in mind, if there are no suggestions or recommendations, the only thing that you'll see on the preliminary is the increase. If Karen and I look at the budget requests that we have, those are the only things that you will see increased or decreased, or actually just be an increase
yeah.
in the base.
That we would see would be department requests.
That
is what would increase the budget.
Correct.
From this point forward.
Right.
Correct.
There's at least one open hours request being discussed. I don't know if that will come forward because there's been some discussion around that. And I think that's the only one I've heard about.
It's the only one I know of.
Yeah. So there might, if that one doesn't come forward, there may not be any additions to the budget for the preliminary in
mm-hmm.
May. Unless you want to change something about that RLBSS amount.
But that we won't have to, Madam Chair. We won't have to discuss that at this time.
We could wait until May.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We would not plan on doing any, depending on how the May discussion goes. Right now the plan would be the May preliminary discussion, closed session, and then the final presentation would be at the July board meeting. We could do something in between there with the June meeting if we wanted to, but we hadn't planned to at this point.
Okay, Madam Chair, Aaron, I just want to check with you. The numbers have changed with regard to population, registration, borrowers, and stuff. Remember there was a time there that they didn't change for 3 years? This has been reflected. What happened for 3 years, these numbers didn't change in ratios. And Aaron caught it when he took his position he has now. So I just want to verify that that is up to date.
Of course.
It would be good to, if you take these back to your counties, to have your staff there double check our work too, because that would be helpful.
What page are you on?
Page 13.
Yeah.
The top.
That
there.
Signatory okay. factor table up at the top, like Benton County is showing population at 40,000. And Aaron can give you the sources if you guys have questions about what has been assigned to your county.
The registered users, the source is from here. It's from the statistics page that is ran by our IT department. So if you need that source, just let me know. But the other two, I do have those sources from the state demographer and from, my guy over at Mindor.
Okay, watching our clock here, any other questions or comments at this time? Okay, and this was for discussion purposes only, so we will move on to agenda item number 5, and I will turn this over to Aaron.
At the February meeting, I believe it was asked about the dedicated funds and their balances and why some of them still had a balance and kind of what their purpose was. So I put together a document. So actually page 31 and 32 go together. What I did is I just took every account that's on page 33. Oh, did I miss 32. A page? Oh, I'm sorry, 31 and 33 go together. What I did is I took every account and then just dropped it in here and did kind of a who's the responsible department and its description and its use. I can field any questions you have on any of these. Otherwise, I don't know that you want me to go through each and every one. But if something isn't clear, just let me know and I can do my best to explain it.
Okay, any questions or on particular ones? Jim?
Madam Chair, when you've gone through all these, Aaron, other than consultant fees, are there any on there that are not continuing business?
No. The Sartell operations one is going to be ending after this year. Let's see. Innovation fund will be ending if the funds aren't spent up by 2020. Okay. But as of right now, they will roll until their deadline, which for innovation is 2020. Compensated absences, you're always going to see on there, and that will just be annually adjusted due to the audit. Consulting fees will be gone. There was another one. City of Elk River at the top, that one will keep revolving. That is the city paying for the... I'm sorry, it won't keep revolving. That one actually is getting built into the 19 budget as well as a revenue line. And then the expenditure lines and the salary were included in the offset.
Others? Specific questions? This came out of, didn't we have a fund that for hiring a new administrator that
yep.
people were curious about and
yeah.
if we had any other such funds. So that's where this came out of. So.
It's the consulting fees 812 if you want to look at the actual number. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the payroll and HRIS services one will be ending this year also. It's kind of in the middle of the page, account code 890.
Okay, anything else? No questions. That's it. Then our next meeting will be April 17th at 5:30. Any other business? Hearing none and the work of this group is done, we are declared adjourned.